Hey there, it's your friend Stormy Warren here, and I want to invite you to my new home, The Big 615, exclusively on TuneIn. So what is The Big 615? Well, simply put, it's the official home of country music broadcasting live from Nashville to the world. Download the TuneIn app from the App Store. That's TuneIn. And by the way, yes, it's free. You can also ask your device to play The Big 615 on TuneIn. Get the latest on country music, from your favorite artists to the hottest songs climbing up the charts. Oh, and it's commercial free. That means a whole lot more music and a whole lot more country. Hear it all on the Stormy Warren Show, weekdays from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. Central. Download the TuneIn app from the App Store. That's TuneIn. And by the way, yes, it's free. You can also ask your device to play The Big 615 on TuneIn. And I look forward to having you join me on The Big 615.
This is your country station,
The Big 615.
Whether you're doing a dance to your favorite artist in the office parking lot, or being guided into Warrior One in the break room before your shift, whether you're running on your Peloton tread at your mom's house while she watches the baby, or counting your breaths on the subway,
inhaling and long exhaling,
Peloton is for all of us, wherever we are, whenever we need it. Download the free Peloton app today. Peloton app available through free tier or paid subscription starting at $12.99 per month.
Good morning to you. Glad to have you with us on a Tuesday. It's funny, we got a company email on Monday afternoon about the upcoming holiday weekend. And I thought, wait, what? It's a holiday weekend? But it is, actually. And there are a lot of people who will be taking the whole weekend and getting a four-day stretch out of it for July 4th, which comes up on Tuesday. We will be here. Now hear this. We will be here both Friday morning, Sunday night, Monday morning, Monday night, Tuesday morning, Tuesday night into Wednesday morning because, well, number one, I don't travel when the rest of the world travels. I break out in hives traveling with the majority of Americans, so there'll be a lot of Americans on the move. I am going to the beach on Saturday, and even that makes me ill. Well, ill. It won't make me ill, but it makes me have a pit in my stomach to think about being on the roads with 8 million other people on Saturday. So if you all could just get out of town early and leave the road to me on Saturday morning, I would be infinitely more grateful than I can even express. So yes, beach on Saturday is all I have in store. We'll be here again because we're working all weekend. It's the start of NBA free agency on Friday, right? June 30th is Friday. And then going on into the weekend, you've got all these big announcements and fistfuls of money that will be thrown around and will be agreed to. So we will be here all the way through July 4th weekend. Producer Jay has some time off coming up mid-July. I'm out again for a couple days in late July. So we're sprinkling our days off, but not over July 4th, which means I will be wearing red, white, and blue every show of the weekend. It's what I love to do. I've got a few different, I've got American flag earrings, which are my favorites. So I had the avocado earrings for the start of summer. If you missed that video, it's up on Twitter and Facebook. In fact, the earrings got a lot of play. People love those avocado earrings. Name one other radio host on the planet who has avocado earrings and wears them as deftly as I do. They fit so perfectly. Dangly avocado earrings. Anyway, I'll have American flag earrings for the upcoming holiday weekend, because it is, in fact, a holiday weekend. So yeah, that was a little bit odd, but we're staring at the last couple days of June. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence here on CBS Sports Radio. If you missed it, the College World Series went to a winner-take-all game on Monday night. So maybe you think there's nothing going on, nothing worth watching. It's kind of a quiet week. We beg to differ. A little bit later in the week is the match from Vegas. I'm actually excited to see Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce against the Splash Brothers, Steph and Clay. That'll be fun on Thursday. Certainly, we have plenty of baseball going on. The boys of summer are taking over right now. Last night, we also had the NHL Awards. Connor McDavid, a third Hart Trophy, and he got engaged in the last few days. So it's been a memorable stretch for him. Don't ask me why someone someone out there who needs to have his or her voting privileges revoked. Put Connor McDavid fifth on his Hart Trophy ballot. I can't even come up with four reasons why you would not have Connor McDavid as your MVP. That blows me away. Regardless, he ends up winning, even though it wasn't unanimous. In addition, we had the coach of the year, Boston's Jim Montgomery, dig down deep to talk about his redemption story, which I appreciate. I hope that others were inspired, others were encouraged. The goalie for the Bruins, he's the Vezina Trophy winner. And I don't think it rings hollow. I understand the Bruins would trade the individual hardware to be able to win another Stanley Cup, but I don't think it rings hollow when these awards are handed out. They earned them. The season isn't a total failure if you don't win a Stanley Cup. And you ask Giannis, the season isn't a total failure if you don't win an NBA championship. It's part of the grind. So we'll hear from these award winners coming up in a few minutes here on After Hours. You can find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio, our Facebook page as well. We focused a lot of the first hour on the College World Series that also wrapped up last night. Game three between LSU and Florida. So guaranteed a fifth consecutive SEC champion in college baseball. But LSU did not take an easy road to this point. They had to fight from back from deficits. They also had to fight when they were down in series, coming through the loser's bracket. As the top seed, they got everybody's best shot. And so there's plenty of adversity, not to mention a game two in which they were embarrassed by Florida. 20 runs. That was the margin of their defeat. 20 runs. That vaunted pitching staff for LSU getting torched for 24 runs total, but they lose by 20. So not even 24 hours later, LSU gets on the field against Florida and promptly gives up two runs in the first inning. And once again, they have to rally. Once again, they're in a hole.
One ball, two strikes to Pearson. And he lines this one to right. That ball is well hit. Evans going back. Hit is gone. Fourth home run of the year for Josh Pearson. And the LSU Tigers are roaring in Omaha. A two-run bomb for Josh Pearson and a 9-2 LSU lead.
Kevin Kugler on the Westwood One radio network from the College World Series. So, yeah, LSU in a bit of a familiar position, not going to panic after being down because they faced elimination three times in their play through the bracket and then had to face this quick turnaround after being embarrassed on Sunday. They take advantage of a poor pitching performance by the Florida starter, rare one, but the poor pitching performance. And also, just in general, maybe it was about fatigue. Maybe it was about discipline. I mean, you're talking about college kids still. And in the case of Florida, a lot of young guys. Maybe the edge comes with wisdom and experience for LSU. But six runs on the board in the second, four runs on the board in the first, in the fourth. So 10 runs between the second and the fourth innings for LSU. And at that point, the Tigers looked like a juggernaut. But yeah, one of their star players said, "We got punched in the mouth yesterday," referring to Sunday. But I love how he put it. That's the beauty of baseball. You wake up in the morning, you do it all over again. We woke up and you could see on everybody's faces that we were ready to go. Nobody in the country was going to beat us today. That's Dylan Cruz. Most runs in a title game since the late 90s. And LSU racks up 24 hits, most ever in a College World Series game.
No balls, two strikes. The wind and the pitch. Swing and a miss. It's over. And it's lucky number 7 for LSU. Their 7th national championship. And for just the 2nd time in men's college World Series history, a team has won 7 national titles. The LSU Tigers, men's college World Series national champions.
Let's go!
And the dog pile is officially underway. Confetti spraying into the air. And now this is the moment that they had waited for. This is the moment they had dreamed of. We talked about it. And now they get an opportunity to share it with their baseball playing brothers. Once you had to turn and look toward when you were down in the regional, when you were down in the loser's bracket here at the College World Series, when you had to leave here yesterday with a humiliating 20-run loss and had to come back out here and try to find something tonight, they not only found it, but they displayed it for everyone to see.
Kevin Kugler and Scott Graham there with the final call of LSU's first national championship in college baseball since 2009. But I didn't know this. I only read it as I was researching it. I did see Kim Mulkey there in the stands. So a dominant LSU fan base that made the trip to Omaha. And Kim Mulkey was there. They showed her on camera a few times. First time ever in Division I history that a school has captured both a baseball and basketball national championship in the same year. And yes, basketball meaning men's or women's. So maybe a little bit of inspiration from the Lady Tigers to Tiger baseball. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. For those of you who are big-time college baseball fans, you may remember that it was Florida who beat LSU in the World Series, in the College World Series final, going back to 2017. Well, Jay Johnson wasn't the head coach then, but he was there and now sees them come full circle and gets asked the typical legacy question post-championship.
I don't ever really think about it, because that would distract me from doing what it takes to accomplish it. And I know that sounds super weird, but I'm not a normal dude in that regard. I mean, like I said, sitting here next to Bill 7 years ago was literally one of the most painful moments of my entire life. And I wanted to win a national championship, and I wanted these guys to win a national championship.
Congratulations to Jay Johnson. His dad, Jerry, says he knew all along this would happen. Kind of a fun family interview on WAFB.
We've been looking forward to it for his whole life, actually. He told me when he was 5 years old that he was going to be a college baseball coach. He wasn't going to quit till he got here and got it. So hopefully that's just the first of a lot of them.
I love that. How many five-year-olds say they want to be a college baseball coach? Not a college baseball player, but a college baseball coach at 5 years old.
It's so oddly specific.
It is.
Not an MLB manager, a no. College baseball coach.
Yeah.
Love it.
I do, too. And also think it's a really fun show question that we may do at some point. When you were 5 years old, what did you want to be when you grew up? In honor of Jay Johnson, who wanted to be a college baseball coach. But yeah, a lot of pressure on the Tigers, and they did have to fight back a bunch. So that makes you battle tested.
Big thing for us as we were going through this is, you know, great teams play near their capability often, you know, and I talked about staying in character a lot. And again, those are not just words. That's what we had to do. And if we did that, then I could surrender the result, because I had so much confidence in what the result could be. And maybe the one time was when we lost a tough game to Wake Forest the other night. I mean, I thought they looked a little down. And so, like, I grabbed them and just, you know, tried to rally them. And then before we left, it's like, hey, we're not asking you to do something that hasn't been done here. I've coached a team that's done it, okay? And LSU has done it before. So, and neither of those teams were as good as this team.
SEC is dominant in college baseball. 5 straight national championships. but it's not this group, right? So you could maybe roll your eyes about the SEC, okay, but you have to be happy for these students. Guys like Thatcher Hurd, who is the starting pitcher, he gives up that two-run home run in the first inning. You can only imagine how he felt after that, but then scoreless five innings before he is pulled for a reliever.
The greatest feeling in the world, and, you know, it's not, it's being a national champion, but it's with who we did it with, every single guy right here and every guy in that locker room. It means everything.
We all knew that this was going to be the last game of the season. We just wanted to leave it all on the line. I mean, you know, Thatcher going out there and being able to give us everything that he had for six or seven innings, whatever it was, I mean, that was freaking huge. You know, Cade and Dylan being able to do what they do not only today but all year. I mean, those are things that I'm going to remember. But, you know, I don't even know what else to say, man. It's just an unexplainable feeling. And, you know, I wouldn't want to do it with a different group of guys. I mean, these guys are my brothers, and I love every single one of them.
So cute when they're up there not only beaming over the victories but chattering to each other and ribbing each other. Jordan Thompson with three RBI in the championship. So, yeah, they bounce back from a 20-run loss on Sunday, come through the loser's bracket, and end up as national champs in baseball for the first time since 2009. As for Florida, I mean, they had the momentum from Sunday, and then a 2-0 lead in that first inning but couldn't protect it.
I thought the dugout was electric, and then all of a sudden, you know, we had four walks and I think two hit by pitches in the first 2 2/3 innings. And, you know, then we had to go to the pen earlier than we wanted to. I've been here enough. I know how special this place is and how hard it is to get here. A lot of these guys, this is the first time, you know, well, actually all of them, first time they've been here. So now they at least got a taste of it. But, yeah, it's just hard to get here.
When I first got here, the program wasn't talked about very highly. It was in a bad place. And I think one of the things I'm most proud about is I think, you know, this program is back to where it needs to be. Not only, you know, competing for championships, but it's made up of great people. It's made up of family men. It's made up of people that truly care about each other and, you know, play for something bigger than themselves.
Can you hear him all stuffy? BT Rybell, he was crying, obviously. You can imagine that a good chunk of the locker room was for the Florida Gators. It's painful. According to our College World Series analyst, Peter Flaherty, who joined us from Omaha, Florida should be back in the mix again next year because of how young they are, and now they have this experience. And speaking of that, I asked him in his first trip to Omaha, if you were trying to tell a sports fan or even a casual MOS, man on the street, woman on the street, why the College World Series is worth your time, your energy, and the price of a ticket, how would you do it? You'll hear his answer. Plus, the most outstanding player of the LSU Tigers is a transfer that completely changed the course of their season and their program. Glad to have you with us on Twitter, A-Law Radio, our Facebook page too. You don't have to thank me for doing my job, but I'm glad that you enjoy the college baseball coverage. It's after hours.
Tired of buying a bunch of different shorts for working out, looking good, and just life in general? Try Bird Dogs. They feel like gym shorts, but look like khaki shorts. The ultra-breathable fabric keeps you cool, and the built-in liner is an added layer of support. To top it all off, Bird Dog shorts look so good, you can wear them anywhere. Go to birddogs.com/MLB and enter promo code baseball for a free baseball hat with your order. That's birddogs.com/MLB, promo code baseball for a free hat. You won't want to take your Bird Dogs off, we promise you.
Life comes with a lot of decisions, and it can be hard to know the right path sometimes. A therapist can help you map out what you really want, so you trust yourself to make great choices and feel excited about the future. BetterHelp offers convenient, professional online therapy on your schedule, however you want it, by phone, chat, or video call. Let therapy be your map with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com/positive.
What you watch depends on what kind of mood you're in. Sometimes you're craving comedies like Friends or South Park, and sometimes you're more into dramas like HBO's Succession and House of the Dragon. There's also cooking shows like Chopped and Beat Bobby Flay, and even movies like The Lord of the Rings and Shazam! Fury of the Gods. Well, Max is the streaming destination that has the best of entertainment for whatever mood you're in anytime. And plans start at as little as $9.99 a month. Max, the one to watch. Subscription required. Visit max.com.
Do you hear that? That is the sound of BMW performance without a single piston or cylinder. A generation of all-electric vehicles designed and built like no other. The BMW iX, i7, and i4 revolutionize every drive into a thrilling opportunity to feel the pure rush of BMW 100% electric. But isn't that what you'd expect from the ultimate electric driving machine? Take advantage of exceptional lease and finance offers today.
Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
No balls, two strikes. The wind and the pitch. Swing and a miss. It's over. And it's lucky number 7 for LSU. Their 7th. National championship.
I think we were all fighting for that last out, you know, the greatest feeling in the world. I mean, we've had some tough days, you know, in the fall, long days, just grinding it out. We call it two-a-days, where we literally sleep at the field and train twice a day. And yeah, I mean, looking back, I wouldn't trade anything for that, for those moments right there, because this is where we're at now. This is, the reason why we did all that stuff. And, it's just a great feeling.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
No team ever starts a season ready to win a championship, even if they have all the prospects and the preseason rankings and the pressure. You got to go through the process. And for LSU and star Dylan Crews, star center fielder Dylan Crews, who was 4-for-6, in the championship game, loves the grind. And honestly, don't you want athletes who love the grind? They find the joy in the grind, even when it's the nuance and the detail, and it's about bonding with your teammates when nobody else is paying attention, when the lights are not on and you're not on national TV or on a national stage. That's where the work gets done. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, Kevin Kugler on Westwood One with the final call of the College World Series. And just a couple of minutes from our conversation with Peter Flaherty of Baseball America, who was there in Omaha for the first time. And he tells this great it's a story partly, but really gives a great perspective and tells about the impact of Paul Skeens. Now, you know transfer portal, you know NIL, and how it's impacted college football. Well, it's also impacting other college sports that don't get quite the attention, the money, the deals that don't get quite the attention. But what it's done is affect recruiting and how athletes and coaches use the transfer portal. And Paul Skeens, he was one of a trio of significant transfers for LSU that helped them to get to the national championship. But what I loved about Paul Skeens, who's the ace of the Tigers, over his 2 appearances in the College World Series, he threw, are you ready, 243 pitches. When was the last time you heard about a pitcher with 243 pitches in a mere 2 appearances? There are some major leaguers that would need starters that would need 5 appearances to get to 200 pitches. Oh my gosh. And so I started out by asking Peter about Paul, and I used the term workhorse.
He's a generational type talent. He is the best college pitcher we've seen in quite some time, dating back to the likes of Steven Strasburg and Garrett Cole. And I think Skeens will go down as the best and be talked about in the history books really forever. He was an outstanding get for Coach Johnson in the transfer portal, and he hit the ground running for the Tigers. 12-2 record this year, 1.69 ERA. His 209 strikeouts are both an SEC and an LSU team record. Was outstanding here in Omaha with 15 2/3 innings pitched, 21 strikeouts, only 2 earned runs allowed. I mean, he's got an electric fastball. He'll sit in the 98 to 101, 102 mile per hour range. And it's an offering he supplements with a 70 grade double plus slider and a double plus changeup. And I think one of the things that sets him apart is his makeup and mentality on the mound. And I think some of that can be attributed to his time at the Air Force Academy. You see him on some of the biggest stages in college baseball, whether it be at a packed road environment in the SEC or here in Omaha on literally the biggest stage in all of college baseball. And he is unfazed. He is blinders down and a world-class competitor. So he is just unbelievable in so many ways.
So how strong is the SEC compared to the other conferences in college baseball, Peter?
I mean, they've won 5 of the last 6 national championships for a reason. They're the class of college baseball right now, and it would have been 6 in a row. They're one pitch away from 6 in a row in 2018, but it is everywhere you look, it's stacked. This year, obviously, you get the top. You kind of LSU and Florida will get the shine, but then you also have quality programs like Tennessee, who was also out here in the College World Series. Vanderbilt is outstanding year in and year out. South Carolina with Coach Kingston is in a really good spot. Kentucky and Coach Mingione, they had a fantastic season, winning 40 games for the first time in a while. There is really no weak link in the SEC, and every year there seems to be one surprise team that sort of comes out of nowhere to make a serious run at it, but the SEC is the classic college baseball.
If you're talking to a sports fan, or maybe it's not even a sports fan, who knows nothing about the College World Series or Omaha, what would you tell them about why this event is so popular, especially now that you've experienced in person?
It's second to none, and I actually think it's one of one in all of sports. You don't really know how to describe it unless you've been out here. And I know that sounds like, you know, making an inside joke, being a part of an inside joke, whatever, but it's just truly, truly unbelievable between the teams that are out here, the quality of play on the field year in and year out. And I love the fact that it's in Nebraska, in Omaha, right in the heart of the country. When you come to Omaha, which is a great city, you eat, sleep, and you breathe baseball for 2 weeks. So for any baseball junkie, any sports lover out there, this is a must-attend type of event. And once you get out here and experience it firsthand, you'll see why. I mean, walking down to the field after the national championship, it almost brought tears to my eyes. It's just such a special culmination of the college baseball season.
Electric and emotional. And if you saw the celebration for LSU, you may have noticed that Paul Skeens picked up his catcher. This was a kind of an interesting twist, or a quirky twist, I guess. It did not come without a price for the Tigers. Alex Milazzo, who's their catcher, was coming around to score. I think it was in the 4th inning, if I remember. And he jumps over a potential tag. Now, as it turned out, the Florida catcher did not have the ball and wouldn't have been able to make the tag. But as Alex is rounding 3rd, he never breaks. He's trying to come home and score and be aggressive. Now, this is when they already had a 7 or 8 run lead, right? So there was no need to be real aggressive, except that it wasn't, you know, that's how they play. And they wanted to make sure they didn't leave any room for doubt. So he rounds 3rd. He goes barreling toward home. He jumps over the catcher's arm to try to avoid a tag. And when he lands on home base, he lands very awkwardly and clearly had hurt himself. Now, there was no update. He was on crutches after the game. But what was a lot of fun is that Paul Skeens, picked him up and carried him on his back out to the field so that he could celebrate with the Tigers after they had won the national championship and be part of that dog pile out in the middle of the field. So, yeah, Alex Milazzo on crutches, but got picked up and thrown onto the pile, or joined the pile, so that he could celebrate as well. So a lot of good stuff in that conversation with Peter Flaherty. If you would like to listen to the entire thing, if you're a big college baseball fan, check it out on our Twitter or Facebook. We post every weekday morning the link to our podcast, and all of our guests are posted separately on Twitter, After Hours CBS, or on our Facebook page. Glad to have you with us. Happy Tuesday morning to you. Oh, hiccup. I don't know why.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
When the whole family comes together to watch the game, nobody wants to miss a second of the action to run to the grocery store. With Instacart, you can get all your weekly groceries in as fast as an hour. Less time shopping means more game time. Let's go. Visit Instacart.com to get free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. $10 minimum per order. Additional terms apply.
Do you hear that? That is the sound of BMW performance without a single piston or cylinder. A generation of all-electric vehicles designed and built like no other. The BMW iX, i7, and i4 revolutionize every drive into a thrilling opportunity to feel the pure rush of BMW 100% electric. But isn't that what you'd expect from the ultimate electric driving machine? Take advantage of exceptional lease and finance offers today.
Best.
Mackey threw to Boyd. He gave it away to Drysdale. Breakaway pass to McDavid. Here's McDavid off the post. And it comes over to the boards. And Boyd gets dumped down. McDavid again got it from Drysdale. Scores! Connor McDavid puts it right up in the roof.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Jack Michaels, Edmonton Oilers Radio. Somehow Connor McDavid got one fifth place vote. One fifth. No, you're not hearing me. I know sometimes I say one word and I mean another. This time I actually do mean fifth, as in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Fifth place vote. What dodo decided that Connor McDavid was the fifth most valuable?
Not three, not four.
If I had to guess, I would say it was a voter who wanted Pasternak to be the MVP and figured he was swimming uphill. And so in order to potentially boost Pasternak even more than just, say, making him one and McDavid two, he drops him to fifth to try to keep McDavid from getting the vote, you know, the points for being second or third place. That's just wrong.
You think it could have been Jim Matheson to get Leon Draisaitl upset again?
Why are you so pissy, Leon? 195 first place votes. Only one other first place vote did not go for Connor McDavid for the Hart Trophy. In fact, it was Pasternak. So that's what I'm saying. I bet it was a, I won't single out Boston. I bet it was a writer or a reporter, a voter, who is New Englander, maybe, who thought Pasternak deserved it and dropped McDavid to fifth.
Can't do that.
In fact, the only thing worse would be leaving him off the ballot, and he felt like he would lose all credibility if he did that, he or she.
It's not right.
Like, admit it. When your guy doesn't win it, and also, why are you being biased?
Right, this is like real history we're talking about.
It is.
Come on.
Third Hart Trophy for Connor McDavid, but as you can imagine, like a lot of these guys, Bruins included, they would rather have the team hardware, the most famous trophy in sports, than the individual. But this is the third Hart for McDavid.
To my teammates, my second family, I truly would not be standing up here if it wasn't for each and every single one of you guys. You guys mean the world to me, and I can't wait to get back to work with you guys in September. We got unfinished business.
So McDavid has three hearts like a cow has six stomachs. Is it six?
Something like that.
Six stomachs.
Four.
Pretty soon he could have six. No, I think a cow has six stomachs. Will you Google it?
Yeah.
That's why they do all the constant, you know, chewing of their cud. It's kind of gross. Don't think about it. We don't want to ruin this Tuesday morning here. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Erik Karlsson wins the Norris Trophy. And his future is uncertain, but he may be the one bright spot for the Sharks.
I'm at a different stage in my life now where I can probably say that I can enjoy it with more people. And I think I have a better understanding on, you know, the people around me and the effect that is required for them to for me to be able to even be here. So, you know, I'm just happy, you know, with how everything has gone. And, you know, I'm looking forward to my future.
He had a nice comeback season. And was tops among defensemen with over 100 points. And this is my favorite part of the Erik Karlsson story. As bad as the Sharks have been for a while now, but as bad as the team was this season, he played every freaking game. 82 games. That is something that is unheard of with the NBA and load management. Now, I'd have to go back and look and see how many NHL players actually survived an 82-game schedule. He played every single game. And for that reason, Carlson is the Norris Trophy winner for the third time in his career. Now we'll talk about the Boston duo. Linus Ullmark, he wins the Vezina as a Swede. And so to him, it's even more significant. There's some national pride there after a career year with the Bruins.
It means a lot. And, you know, to be recognized as the best goaltender in the league is a remarkable thing. And to be named the same conversation as Pelle Lindbergh and Henrik Lundqvist, who's done so much for the Swedish goalie community throughout the years and being such a good role models for each and every one of us, it's a tremendous honor for me. And hopefully it's, you know, it goes out to, you know, fellow Swedish goaltenders that trying to achieve the same thing that I achieved tonight.
You know what's kind of fun about Linus? He's attending the NHL Awards, or did attend the NHL Awards. He's a finalist for the first time in his life, and he ends up winning it. So he was never a finalist before, which is really cool. And plenty of Boston guys who are part of the awards, either as finalists or as winners, because it was the best season in NHL history. Jim Montgomery is the Jack Adams Coach of the Year. And obviously there was major disappointment in the Bruins being ousted in Game 7 by the Panthers in the opening round. But it doesn't take away from what they did during the regular season, and it definitely doesn't take away from the redemption story that is Jim Montgomery's. And I appreciate him and applaud him for being vulnerable and sharing his story on this stage in Nashville last night.
3.5 years ago, the Dallas Stars terminated my contract because of my struggles with alcohol, and I had to change my actions and behaviors. And that's when my new team, the most important team in my life, is what leads to the success that I live daily right now. To change your actions and thank you. And for those who struggle out there, you can change. You can affect change within yourself, and it doesn't happen alone. You need a team. You need a community, and I'm lucky for friends like Baz, Murph, Super Dave, Sully, the East and West Coast Weapons, Strange Brew. I'm forgetting a few, Rammer, Zingers, people who have helped me daily overcome this, and I cannot do it without my family. We got my 91-year-old mom sitting at home watching in the living room in Montreal right now. Love you, Dorothy. My three sisters and brother and their extended families, my St. Louis family, my four wonderful kids, JP, Colin, Ava, and Olivia. And I'm eternally grateful for my beautiful wife, who has stuck around this guy through the ups and downs. And I cannot tell you how much I appreciate and love you. I'm very appreciative for both teams that I'm lucky to be a part of that help me on a daily basis. Thank you.
An emotional moment, few moments for Jim Montgomery as he wins the Jack Adams Award for Coach of the Year. But more importantly, I'm sure that this is the case, even though I won't know the personal stories, for other people who hear him talk about his rock bottom. He hit rock bottom when he was fired in 2019. He decided that he had to get his life together. So grateful that his family was with him through the whole thing. So he checked into a facility, an inpatient facility. It was residential. He stayed there for alcohol addiction. And the reason he mentions the Blues in that long list of people and organizations that he's thanking is because the Blues gave him his second chance. They gave him an opportunity to be an assistant coach and return to the NHL and resurrect his career. And that's what happened. Gosh, there isn't one human on this planet that doesn't need a second chance or a third chance or an opportunity when everything's gone horribly wrong. Jim's story is not unfamiliar. Millions and millions of Americans struggle with addiction. Millions and millions of Americans have lost jobs for that reason. millions of Americans have hit rock bottom and had to figure out, what the hell do I do now? And how did I get in this position? How did I get here? The more that public figures open up about their personal struggles, whether it's addiction, mental health, family issues, the more that we do that, the more we can support and encourage others who are facing the same battle. Think about it. Somebody out there, maybe more than one person, more than a dozen, maybe 100, who knows, maybe thousands, listening to what Jim Montgomery had to say about his alcohol addiction, about his struggles with alcohol. They're maybe in different stages of that battle. And they're inspired because he picked himself up off of rock bottom and got back to doing what he loves. Is it always going to be a part of his story? Yes. But does the story now include redemption? Absolutely. So for that reason, and I'm not saying Montgomery wasn't bitterly disappointed. We heard him after the Bruins lost in game 7 against the Panthers. He was dejected, as they all were. But as you can imagine, it's not the end of the world for him, because he's been to rock bottom for a different reason. He lost everything, or nearly everything, and had to fix it. And so I do hope that by sharing his personal story and his redemption, that others are inspired. Speaking of inspiration, of course you know the name Chris Letang if you're familiar with hockey. He won an award, and I love the description of this award from the NHL. It's the Masterton Trophy, and it's the Bill Masterton Memorial Trophy, and it's described as the player who best exemplifies the qualities of perseverance, sportsmanship, and dedication to hockey. Chris Letang not only went through a stroke for the second time in his life as a professional athlete, which would tell you something. Strokes, like cancer, no respecter of persons. They can affect anyone, even world-class athletes. Suffered a stroke for the second time in his life and lost his dad within a span of a few weeks during the season. And for him, this memorial trophy, this Bill Masterton Memorial Trophy, represents family.
I'm not going to lie. I always dreamt of being up here and receive a trophy, but that was not the one. It always means something bad happened. And, you know, this trophy, I'm the most proud, because today I'm a father, and my kids will see this in the house, and they're going to know that their father never gave up in anything. So this is our family trophy. And that being said, it takes a lot of people to surround a guy like me.
I love that from Chris Letang. Again, longtime NHLer, longtime Penguin. His story, like many athletes, has dramatic turns, has some darkness, has some pain and some grief and some suffering. I know sometimes it's hard to think of professional athletes who make a lot of money, perform under pressure, as real people, regular people, if you will. They're regular people with abnormal jobs. They're regular people with very specific skills. And it's great. They exist for our entertainment. But at the same time, they go through a lot of the same struggles that we do as humans. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. Got to tell you how much I appreciated all of your tweets and your Facebook posts for a couple of reasons over the last 2 days. Reacting to my photos from vacation. That's always fun. Thank you. Just for the life of me, though, I can't figure out why some people write what they write in response. But whatevs, that's social media. In addition, I love, love, love all the answers that you sent us when we asked you about the teams whose reputations precede them when it comes to finding creative ways to lose. Gosh, that's not a category you want to be in. Lots of Lions, lots of Browns, lots of Vikings even, who remain over when it comes to Super Bowls. some Dallas Cowboys, too. I saw some Blazers in there. Can't say the Nuggets anymore, though, can you? Nope, that's not the case. So it's always good to hear from you, whatever the question. Maybe next time we'll ask you, at 5 years old, what did you want to be when you grew up? Because Jay Johnson told his dad he wanted to be a college baseball coach, and lo and behold, he's now got the LSU Tigers, their seventh national championship. So congratulations to Coach. We'll talk to you tonight. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Boom!
Do you hear that? That is the sound of BMW performance without a single piston or cylinder. A generation of all-electric vehicles designed and built like no other. The BMW iX, i7, and i4 revolutionize every drive into a thrilling opportunity to feel the pure rush of BMW 100% electric. But isn't that what you'd expect from the ultimate electric driving machine? Take advantage of exceptional lease and finance offers today.